One of our writers, Bruce Cherry, has been trying to get a regular character on the show. His presentations have delighted the staff and listeners alike. What can I say, people? His pieces come from the heart, and they aim for the gut, passing through the funny bone on the way.
Yes.
Now you sound a little dorky, but I like that. Thank you.
I'm just your puppet right now. Now it's time for my favorite part of the week. Please welcome my dear friend, Bruce Cherry, for Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week.
Well, thank you very much, Mark, for that very kind intro.
Hey, it came right from my heart, man.
This week, we're going to tackle the debate over evolution.
Oh, good,
and
good.
With a character who actually evolves.
Okay. Great. Oh, great. Great.
Political story, or a political point and story arc in one neat package.
Excellent.
And I am the delivery man.
Okay. All right.
As you know, as most of the people know here, I'm something of an amateur zoologist. Mankind's closest relatives, I'm sure you knew this, chimpanzees, share 97% of our genetic heritage. But there is a subspecies of chimp called the bonobo that lives in Central Africa, and that has a method of conflict resolution that lends itself to comedic extrapolation. So,
wow.
No more need be said. Let's just go to script. Are you ready?
Dem some fancy words, mister.
All right. I'm known for my vocabulary, if not my humor.
I'm going to go ahead and read the script you've prepared. The religious right can't accept evolution. Our next guest should make it even harder for them to deny it. He's a living, breathing example of primate evolution. Please welcome Trevor, the ever-evolving bonobo.
Thank you, Mr. Marin. May I call you Mark?
Mm-hmm.
I'm simply delighted to be here.
Now, Trevor, it's apparent that you are a very highly evolved. You're a monkey who talks with perfect diction, I might add. Plus the smoking jacket, the cravat, and the brandy snifter.
Well, it's simply a matter of breeding, don't you think?
Now, you are a bonobo, Trevor, and I believe your species has a unique approach to conflict resolution. Why don't you tell us about that?
I'd be happy to enlighten your listeners. You see, bonobos don't use violence to settle our differences like, dare I say it, humans. Bonobos, myself included, resolve conflicts by, well, to phrase it delicately, by making love.
Okay, so when you have a conflict with someone, you just have sex with them.
Indubitably. And I might add, we have a large number of conflicts. To phrase it in the vernacular, we're doing it all the time.
Okay. I disagree with that approach.
Really? Tell me more.
Well, I'm no fan of violence, but I question the use of sex to settle arguments.
Well, if we've reached an impasse, there's only one thing I can do.
Uh-oh.
Prepare yourself, Mr. Marin.
Oh, my God. Oh, my, what just happened? Everything was a blur of pleasure, and I feel like I need a cigarette.
Well, let's just say I won the debate, my friend. Okay, I'm going to take a step back just for a second. You know what? The sound effect of a man being sexually assaulted by a bonobo was me just playing with doing a little hand thing. I went to Dan Pashman before this, 2 days ago, and I said, I need the sound of someone being assaulted by a monkey. Not the actual sound, something that would approximate that. And he said, this is a quote, just do the, I made an example with my mouth. He said, just do what you just did. For your bits, the worse it is, the better it is. So if I got Dan Pashman in a little trouble, then that's fine with me because I feel I was disrespectful.
I gotta be honest with you, Bruce. That I found the sound to be very effective, and I thought you had done some research, perhaps watched a nature show or two. Like I bought it. Like I felt like I was being raped by a monkey.
Well, that's my primate training.
But then it
into,
worked. I feel dirty and weird, and I blame myself.
Excellent.
All right, go ahead.
It's okay. We're going back to script. You've just been ravished by an ape.
No.
Now someone enters.
No kidding.
Now just a dang minute.
Dang.
Wait. Here we go. Chris Lopresto, why have you suddenly burst into the studio?
I saw what that monkey did to you, Mark, and I didn't like it one bit.
Well, Mr. Lopresto, it seems you and I have something of a conflict.
Yeah? You want a piece of me?
Why, you're reading my mind.
Holy crap. Where am I? Hey, I'm not giving up. I can take it.
Well, obviously, you just did.
Yeah? What are you going to do now?
Well, if I were any kind of gentleman, I'd send you flowers.
Okay, tough guy. I'm still standing.
Well, so am I.
Is that a threat?
Threat, promise, it's all in one's point of view.
What the? You never laid a hand on me.
That was hardly the point.
All right, that's it. Enough of this, all right?
Okay, I think Chris wants to say something.
Let me just say, Mark.
Yeah.
And you too, Trevor. That was incredible. I didn't know it could be so good.
Well, there you go. Chris liked the thrust of the piece.
I think we were all doing some pretty good acting. I got to be honest with you. You know, I'd lost an entire touch with the fact that we're actually doing this mock piece, and I was in it.
It's like Tennessee Williams.
This was theater. Tennessee, exactly. Could you do Trevor in a Southern accent? Oh, so, what do you got? I think that's okay, but is it going to really fly? Does it have legs?
If you don't like the male bonobo, yeah. I could do something with a female character or some kind of female monkey. There's endless possibilities with, say, the term orangotang.
Oh, orangotang. I get it, Ted Tang.
Whoa, I get so excited I knocked off my headset.
It's not going to happen.